And now to Bahrain, where Saudi and Bahraini troops have attacked anti-government protesters in Sitra and several other towns. Police attacked the protesters in a northeastern city of Sitra with tear gas and shotguns. Another massive rally has also been held in Bilad al-Qadim on the outskirts of the capital Manama for the funeral of a protester. Meanwhile, reports say an elderly man has been gassed to death after tear gas canisters were fired into his home in Mamir village. His death brings the number of those killed since the start of protests to at least 24. Security is very tight in Manama. Now, protesters have planned to retake the city's Halmaniya hospital from Saudi and Bahraini troops. The UN Commissioner for Human Rights, Navi Pillay, has called on Bahraini officials not to use force against protesters. Rights groups say at least 65 protesters have been detained by the government and around 100 others are missing. Meanwhile, Bahraini MP Ibrahim Matar in Bilad al-Qadim tells us about the funeral procession and the latest on the ground in Bahrain.
The case of Hani, he got a direct shot in his leg, and the shot was from very close distance, which means that the security forces have the full authority to do whatever they want. In fact, those crimes which are on the ground, many militaries from different countries are contributing in it. They are beating the medical staff. So there is no reason for this. In fact, what's going in Bahrain is totally internal. And this is not the opposition who is saying this. Prince Salman, in the beginning of these events in Bahrain, he said it clearly. That he said that we totally confess that there are internal problems in Bahrain.